This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rina Liu, and you're listening to Enterprise. Now, they are a Scale Up Malaysia cohort to investee company. MMC Health and Lifestyle runs a central kitchen and proprietary data-driven food management system. And when F&B is struggling, they're actually doing still all right. What's their secret sauce? I'm here with the CEO, Carmen Chuang. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Freda.
So how long has your company been around?
Since 2015. End of 2015.
End of 2015, right? Yes. So this is a team of people who come from F&B background, but more than that as well.
Yes, correct. Half of it is from F&B background. The other half consists of chef and also IT team.
Okay, chefs and IT team. And I know that the IT part is very important. Now, you have several brands, which is very interesting. You have Makcik Cafe, which is a grab and go. Quick and Go, which is a food mart concept. Lagi Enak, which is smart vending machines. Sate and Co, online platform. And Dapur Selesa, which is the central kitchen, right? And so all with different go-to-market strategies. So can you explain each?
We start off with Makcik Cafe. So we are in the F&B line. Then when we was in the hospital, then we found that our space is very limited because it's a grab and go concept. So it's about 100 square feet, 120 square feet max. So after that, from there, we found that to increase the revenue of that outlet, there's only a few ways. One is you have to slightly bigger, or you have to have dine-in and everything. Then we found that it's very hard to get correct people to run this type of outlet, especially my outlet start at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
So it's like so scary. So in the end, I found that, you know, the trend will go towards the time e-wallet start to come up. And then I was telling myself, what if, you know, if we can do something like an outlet, but it's a humanless one, because since our area that we conquer, it's more or less 24 hours. Hospital right. More or less working in 24 hours. So I was telling myself, to increase the revenue of the outlet, unless we can open some satellites outlet, then how to juggle? Then that's where I come up with the concept of why is it called smart box? It's because the whole box itself is actually e-wallet, cashless. Secondly, is humanless in the sense that I no need to keep going there to check because everything is actually in my handphone or the person handphone that in charge that fuel box so that they know, reorder level reached 50% or in red color. Usually we use color toner. So is it on red means please go and refill. So they will do. And then from there, they also will, the system will actually help them to analyze what are the best thing to sell that area. So that's how we come about it. And then when pandemics happen, so we found that we find the customer segment very focused in the sense that actually deliver to factory because we found that a lot of factory canteen cannot open that because not so much staff working. So the best thing is we put machines there and deliver for them food because our food variety was very big from bakeries, cakes, Danish croissants until hot meal. Like breakfast, lunch, dinner. So yeah, that's how everything comes on. And then during the pandemic, I saw, because during pandemic in the beginning, you have to think fast and move fast.
Yes.
So what we do is I start to learn. I found that, learn not fast enough, so must be faster. Then I listened to Oxy, you know, then to be and all that. I was telling myself, I got so many variety, I cannot focus so many things on. So what if, because so happened that it's two very handsome and young, energetic guy join me. So they are very, experienced in digital marketing. So I was like, wow, okay. Then I say, why not? Every country also got meat on the stick in Malaysia, right?
Right.
Okay, since we know how to do it, why not we build this? Because this can export and it's frozen and it's ready to eat in the sense that you just reheat, then you can eat already.
Right.
Yeah, so that's how we come to that area. And while I'm doing my Machi Cafe that time, on 2017, I found that it's very important that I need to have a own central kitchen. If not, every outlet I will have to have a baker, a chef, right. You know, and that will cost a lot of resources and a lot of money. So to open a central kitchen is to standardize everything. And at the same time, the central kitchen, when I open, because we are in the hospital, so food safety and cleanliness is very important. So ISO 22000, HACCP, you know, all that have to come in place. Since I have the background of F&B and also in food manufacturing, so why not I make use of it? So I open up my own central kitchen during pandemic time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Because instead of making use of, instead of asking my staff to let go them, which I already trained them for so long, so why not those staff that is, because we take turns on AB team, so those that is not in the working in the outlet, so transfer to a central kitchen and immediately, because I used to also have some background on event.
Right.
So that's how I know some
right.
of the media. So the first person I approached is Astro, so thank you to them. So I was working with Astro for a TV platform, so immediately I turned out the ready-to-eat meal. So
right.
when I turned out the ready-to-eat meal, the result was quite good, thanks to Astro also. So we were on the platform. That's how Central Kitchen is being born immediately.
Okay, so it's very interesting. Your market has been universities, schools and colleges, right? And and also factories, right? How do you think of this market, to focus in this area instead?
Yeah, I found why I focus is in hospital is because our food is always in the beginning, even 2015, our food is all already got HACCP, ISO 22000 and everything. So when we have the opportunity to open in the hospital that time, we already know that healthy style, and this will be the trend of the future. So then I was telling myself, since we are moving towards this area, and I found that Malaysia need to have nasi one. So that's how we focus. And also at the same time, why suddenly digest into other customer segment is also because when we come out with the concept, for example, like smart box, then we found that there is a space, especially during pandemic, there's a space that we can conquer. And also to run the central kitchen is actually our specialty also, because the ready-to-eat meal is what we always aim. And we found out that when we were in the hospital, we found that all the nurses, doctors, and even visitors, they don't have the time to so leisure, sit down, because go there with a purpose. So they want it to fast. So I always, our team always have this idea of must be healthy, must be fast, must be convenient. So everything right. we do, we aim at this area. Like you healthy. Want to be a proper...
Right. Healthy, fast, convenient.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So when you... Okay, for example, right now, how has the... Your central kitchen is considered essential services?
Yes.
So that's why you can still control that. And then, was it affected because hospitals, obviously, still good business. But what about factories and also universities and colleges? Was that affected? Your business been affected by that?
Yes, of course. In the university, practically was still online till today. So what we do is they rest, we follow, but we divert. So because there is still some students around, so what we do is we supply them. They can order in advance. So there's a lagi enough platform for them to order in advance, but we give them a special code so that is to show that they are students, so they will have a special discount as not from the website actual price lah.
Right.
So that is number one. Number two is like for all international school, if they want, what we can do is we still can let them order in advance, and then we can let them self-collect or we deliver to them. It's fine. But they have to deliver minimum, not just one pack, but maybe 3 packs and above, it's free delivery and everything.
Right, that sort of thing. So to entice them to buy more. I'm here with Carmen Chuang, the CEO of MMC Health and Lifestyle, and we'll talk about how they're working with Scale Up Malaysia after this. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Bold, fearless Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Carmen Chuang of MMC Health and Lifestyle. Of course, you're listening to Enterprise. And, you know, very interesting, you've got five brands, Makcik Cafe, Quick and Go, Lagi Enak, Sate and Co, and Dapur Selesa. And, you know, with a focus on universities, hospitals, and also factories, right? So, Carmen, I understand that you also supply to some popular coffee chains, right, through your central kitchen. Now, how long have you had a, you know, partnership with that? How did you actually work towards that?
Okay, because our focus on the coming 2 to 5 years, we are going to scale our central kitchen. So other than supplying our own business unit, our focus will be also on B2B, because there's a few famous coffee chain we are actually negotiating, and we are starting to deliver the food that they order, but all is based on OEM. So it's on their brand. Of course, the recipe is from us, but then some of it, they will have some fixed MOQ and go ahead. Why we have this idea is because the way we produce the food, first of all, is with all the food safety. Secondly, is because of the recipe we prepare until so easy for that particular coffee chain to prepare within 90 seconds. Because they already got super like Turbo Chef, or that is super oven. So they don't need to cook themselves and save a lot of things, especially as you can see nowadays, popping out of club kitchen and all this concept. So instead of running your own central kitchen, if let's say by adding a little bit more, but that is a consistency of quality and say food safety and cleanliness assured, then for them it's easy.
What is that again? Healthy, fast.
Healthy, fast, and convenient.
Okay. So must remember, everything must come back to that, right? Okay. How have you managed to ensure your in-house chefs are retained? You know, what's that like? How do you encourage them to, you know, continue working with you? Or is it because it's very much an employer's market right now?
Okay. Actually, this is a very, very good question. I always have this dream, like, I like to have a lot of entrepreneurs that work together with me and grow together, because I do believe that when you have this sense of entrepreneurship, then you will work as like a boss.
Right.
Once you think like this, then you will grow and you will take care every corner. Then whatever you're good at, for example, like my chef, why we can work so well together is because they are working, and they are not just working, they actually have passion and they are entrepreneur enough to act like a boss, because we have given shares to them. So they have this idea. So they know. So that's why the mission of the whole group is we hope to in-house groom 1,000 entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Because once you have all this, right, then it's different already. You don't need to keep chasing them. Hey, please look at your bottom line. Please control your cost of goods.
Right. You know? Okay, so because there's ownership, there is literally ownership, right? So then they are ready, because it's my business, I better look at managing costs, right? So this is a very interesting strategy. So you give them you give them shares and all that, right? Now, and how many people do you have overall with MMC Health and Lifestyle?
The whole team, we have about now 68.
Okay.
68 of us. Yeah, and the core team is about 13 of us.
Right. So, and how has technology helped you with procurement? And what's this data food management system?
Okay. Because as I say, why I think the information system is very important is because me, myself, also have a background of IT analysis. But I'm only very okay because I'm a user, and I also know more or less I self-learn like programming language when I was very young. Then after that, I always have because when I trial the market, I found that it's very hard to understand what I want. So that's why And when I have the opportunity to meet up with my IT team that time, I was very honored that they finally joined me because of our dream. And secondly, it's also because they understand what I want. So it's very easy. So usually what I do is I draw a map, like a flow on what I want, then they know. Because my idea is no matter what system, no matter what data you collect, it must be the correct data that give to the correct person to make the correct decision. And everything must be in mobile. Because 10 years ago, mobile is not so upcoming, but you can see the trend. So nowadays, you don't have laptop, it's fine. You got iPad, you got handphone, you got business already. So have to be everything mobile so that I can flip through. From the mobile, I will check all business unit. So when the color turns red, that means on my mobile, means the red color means I need to give attention. As long as it's not in the color mode, I can just let go. They will be just running it. So that's the main idea. If not, I will be too focused because you have to go to each outlet to check what's happening, which is not right.
So this was a system that was developed in-house?
Yes, from POS system to this smart box, even the smart box, even the central kitchen. But the central kitchen system, we are still developing because we have the head and tail already. All the ordering, order received from customer and everything, we send them a link so that they know how to order through the link. Then we can churn it. Then from there, due to all the procurement, then we can generate. So in between, we are now adjusting because of all the food safety certification we needed. So from there, we starting to plan the production planning using the system to help. So of course, the collection of data is never easy, but we are about 50%, more or less, so that... Yeah.
You know, I know you're still profitable this year and last, right? And I guess the question is, when so many F&B outlets are closing everywhere, what do you think was right in your formula? Was it investing in technology from the beginning? What do you think were it finding, you know, making your very niche in your locations? What do you think are the secret recipe, the ingredients?
I think now all the F&B industry, even though they are facing difficulty, I can say, some of them, they let go. It's not because of not making money. It's because they found that if I let go now, I still can save my bullet and open once the economy is good. So I think that is the mentality. Mm. Not that they can't do well. Okay, this is number one. Number two is, of course, some of them that still open, because if you go to shopping center, even though some of the brands is no more, or they just left for a while or changed their strategy to shop lots, but you can still see a lot of new popping coming up.
Right.
So that means there's still an opportunity. So it's two ways, see how you want to see it. But I do believe that now F&B, if everyone want to survive and grow, first of all, we have to be open-minded. Secondly, I think everyone can work with everyone.
Right.
For example, my central kitchen specialized on 20 things, 20 signature dish. And if everyone also take this 20 from me and they can come out with another 20, we can actually have to say, you help me, I help you. You sell my product with this type of margin, I sell your product with this type of margin. So it's like a win-win situation. But who want to do this first step? This is so I was thinking, in order to asking everyone, so what I always tell my team is, never mind. Whenever we read through there's news, then we offer our help.
Right, okay. And I think what was probably right was before all this happened, you have economies of scale, right? That's one thing, right? There's economies of scale. And then obviously you're open to OEM as well. So say a restaurant want to come in and they don't want to worry about the headache of a chef and all that sort of thing. They can actually also, you can actually OEM to them and they can run the restaurant, right? And I think people always, sometimes there's two aspects, right? Some people say, I'm a good cook, so I want to open a restaurant. It's two different things, right? To be a good cook and to run a business is two different things, right? No, so it's understanding that as well. So okay. So I want to also, are you currently looking at investors?
Yes. At this moment, we are actively looking for venture capitalists. Mm-hmm. Because of, I want to, we are focusing to scale on our central kitchen and of course to faster our process on the IT also. Because I think by doing that is then I only can support more of the business unit and also B2B.
Right.
Because the existing central kitchen, it will come to a bottleneck quite soon.
Mm.
So we will have to do the expansion. You have to plan for it first. That's why we look for VC activity.
Right, right. So why did you decide to, work with Scale Up Malaysia? And how has the experience been?
Very, very good experience. Actually, I encourage everyone, if there is a chance, please go through it. I always thank you, Dr. Siva, Shanli, and the team. Of course, Master Renu. It's because on 2017, I was a CGP, was selected for a CGP. And thankful, I also won of the top. And surprise me is I won an award on IT.
Right,
I was
right.
like, wow.
This is with Cradle, is it? CGP?
That time was with, yes,
yeah,
Cradle and Proficio,
right.
Yes. Then after that, when Dr. Siva starting Scale Up, and last year during October, he was telling me that, hey, do you know, I can't guarantee anything, but do you want to try?
Mm.
Are you ready to scale up? So at that time, because as I say, I set up the company in the small little business. Then after that, I found out that to talk to one-to-one, I'm very confident, or one-to-two or one-to-three. But with a core team of 13 and everyone have to be in the same page, because that's where I learned how to fix my mission, and your what is your core value, you have to learn through all this. Then I was like, wow. Then I was telling myself, I cannot have the confidence to talk 13 person always on the same page. So how am I going to do it? So when Dr. Siva approached me that time, I was like, okay, why not like this? I take this opportunity as a, as a training ground,
right.
So that everyone also focus on the same thing, because they will train you on the using the same tool. So everyone have to brainstorm and everything. So I was telling myself, okay, when we go through, if I can, out of the 220 company, can go into the 24 to be trained, it's a good thing. So, of course, inside my mind is, okay, I have to fight to be the top 10. So, but I dare not tell my team because it will put unnecessary stress to them. So I was telling them, never mind, since there's a course like this, no harm trying. It's good that so that everyone will be on the same page. And I was very thankful to the whole team. Yeah, so they were like, okay, why not? So
okay.
I was like, wow. That's how. That's why I say, if there is a chance, I always encourage all, especially those entrepreneurs. Sometimes, like you lost, don't know how to aim that direction, that type. Please look for their team. They are one of the top one, which I really appreciate.
Okay, so after having gone through that strategy, right, go through your core values and all that, right? So what's the vision for the company? What's your growth strategy? What are your plans to scale up?
Our plan, of course, after been going through, drill through, with Dr. Siva and their team, then I found that we have to definitely focus on our central kitchen.
Right.
For the scale up, because that is the core of every business unit. So last time is the other way around. We were actually thinking to build up all the outlet and everything, then so that we have our central kitchen. But actually, when during pandemic, we found that this business model and the concept have to change. So we are very focused on central kitchen now, and all because all those business unit, then we will do it and as per correct location. Then, because the central kitchen not only supply to business unit, they actually supplies to B2B. And by scaling up on the B2B side, and where all this ready to eat field, you actually can do export and everything. So our plan actually, even in Malaysia itself, we can sustain. And if every F&B can work together, I can see the sustainability, the scale up part will be like, wow. Yes, so it's a very wow thing over there. And of course, why I say IT is very important. 5 years now, you can do. When small, you can control manual.
Mm.
But what if big? That's why IT have to grow together as fast. Yeah, that's why focus on this too. Without this, IT you cannot control the company.
So your technology, is that something that you will also be looking at selling?
In the near future.
In the near future. I think it'll be a great idea as well, right? For people who want to do that, the technology has been done. That's another pivot for you.
Yes.
F&B solutions, right? Thank you, Carmen. I really enjoyed this chat and finding out, you know, it's nice to hear that, you know, there is a solution, right, to F&B with a bit of planning, a journey that started in 2017. So all the best with getting investors.
Thank you.
I'm listening to Carmen Chuang of MMC Health and Lifestyle. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.